This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Class is back in session at Milwaukee's biggest university today, but the teaching is happening online. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, like most other schools across the country, suspended in-person instruction because of the coronavirus threat. UWM extended its spring break, giving professors 2 weeks to reformat courses for distance learning. I checked in with some of them to see how they're feeling about the massive change.
I never thought this cannot be done. My thought was, how can it be done?
That's Sherry Williams-Pennell, an associate professor in the theater department. This semester, Pennell was directing her first full-scale student production, the musical Bonnie and Clyde. It involves 33 student actors.
So the challenge is how to take this from a face-to-face ensemble experience to now being that remote experience.
The show must go on, but it's going to be different. Pennell's plan is for the full class to perform one or two of the big numbers together using video conferencing. Students will also record their own individual performances separately.
The students who are portraying Bonnie and Clyde, and they are so capable, these two students, while in different locations, will sing their duets. They will act out their scenes. So who knows, this may become a part of a reel that they can use for auditions.
Because of copyright issues, the online performance will probably not be available to audiences. Despite the challenges, almost all UWM courses are continuing this semester in a distance learning format. Administrators say that out of more than 6,000 face-to-face courses, only 37 were canceled because they can't be taught online. Canceled classes include golf, sports officiating, and physical conditioning. Lab science classes are taking place online as well. Physics department chair Alan Weissman says it is unfortunate that students won't be able to do hands-on experiments.
In physics, you know, it is an interaction with the real world. One really should develop some physical intuition about, gee, we have a big, heavy flywheel. How hard is it to rotate it? You know, when it's rotating, what are its properties? And that one develops some genuine physical intuition about how nature works. And that's probably going to be harder to get across on a videotape.
Weissman says instructors will film themselves conducting labs, and then students will write reports based on the data. He says some students are wondering how online instruction will affect their learning.
Will I really get the full content of the course? And those types of questions have sort of a case-by-case answer. In the case of labs, we're doing the best we can. I think in the case of lecture courses, you know, provided they really do the homework, I think they really will, for the most part, get the full benefit of the classes. So
UWM extended its deadline for students to drop courses, but administrators say that so far there hasn't been a big rush to withdraw from classes. Suzanne Boyd is chair of UWM's math department. She's worried about students who might not have access to technology and the students who learn best with in-person help.
My fear is that, you know, the experience won't be really satisfactory for the students. You know, math is already frustrating to a lot of students, so you add technical issues to that and it's doubly frustrating. But, you know, we're going to try it. There's nothing that we're saying, no, we're not going to try this.
As students and teachers navigate the shift to online learning, UWM as an institution is bracing for a financial hit. Students moved out of dorms early due to the pandemic, and UWM will lose money because of that. The already cash-strapped university is freezing new hiring and pay raises because of the uncertain financial environment. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.